Presidente.
Thank you, President. The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela is taking the floor to welcome the presence of Her Excellency, Ms. Tatiana Valavaya, General Secretary of the CD. We take a positive view of the very important observations that were made by her today on behalf of the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Indeed, as was mentioned by the Secretary General, we have a world today full of upheavals that threaten international peace and security, and this has an impact on disarmament instruments, and there are dangerous flare-ups on our path. My delegation shares the concerns and expectations related to the general situation of global security and what the CD needs to do. We'd like to reiterate to you, Mr. President, our full cooperation and support during our work in 2020. The current security situation is indeed something that hampers progress here in the CD. The growing tensions between East and West do not contribute to satisfying the negotiation potential of this conference to reach legally binding agreements in the area of nuclear disarmament. And over the last several weeks, we have actually seen the readiness of member states of the conference to find a robust solution and to ensure the future of this forum. Our country would like to reiterate the importance of this body as the sole multilateral body for negotiations on disarmament questions. As we have seen from the past, in order to reach and preserve a world without nuclear weapons, it is necessary to unequivocally ban these weapons. And the delegation of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela is ready to progressively move forward to reach that goal. Mr. President, we're sure that the efforts made by the P6 of the conference are aimed at reaching the same objective. And we thank you, Mr. President, for the presentation of a non-paper on the draft proposal of work program for 2020. And we believe that this is a very good foundation to reach consensus, and we hope to discuss it in the near future. We also share the expectations that were expressed by the ambassador of the Russian Federation, Egypt, Sri Lanka, and others, that we need to focus on the negotiations of legally binding instruments in the area of disarmament, and we take great interest in the proposal made by China and Russia to prevent an arms race in outer space. We also have to avoid discriminatory approaches that may undermine our possibilities of reaching consensus. Mr. President, would like to accordingly invite to continue to work together with the Secretary General of the conference, Ms. Valavaya, in connection with reaching an agreement on the work program for 2020. Thank you.